Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I'm not trying to ruin anybody's trend or be funny or give them the worst zeit of their job ever, but I'm just asking, do any of these vaxxers ever come down from the ceiling and have a worthless cum shot? That is courtesy of... Who's that courtesy?
Oh my God, I love it. The super toe.
The super on toe. Discord. That is for all the I think you should leave fans out there. The haunted Curse. House sketch, one of the greats.
Yeah.
I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Right? Oh, I said it. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Oh boy. World's upside down today.
Let's tell the people what's trending, shall we?
Yeah.
Gabby Petito is trending. She was on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend. They were blogging it up. Everybody was, you know, saying they seemed like the happiest, like, of travel bloggers. And then the boyfriend returned to Florida without her. And she hasn't been seen since. And the boyfriend is not cooperating with police. So it's one of those.
Yikes.
It's one of those.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I mean, I've watched enough Dateline. That's usually not a good sign.
Yeah, this is the second of today's, or I guess tomorrow's episode also. We talk true crime, but there's some wild true crime shit happening the zeitgeist.
God, I hope she's not actually disappeared.
I know. The story's wild because there was also another camping couple who disappeared. Both of them, after texting their friend that a weird guy was camping next to them, and then they were found slain days later. So it's very, very strange. Lots of travel influencer killings happening, unfortunately.
Don't tell city boy Miles that as a child about getting murdered at a campsite. I don't think I would have ever left the city.
Yeah.
Where I like to get murdered normally in the city on concrete.
Anyways, I stand with Nikki.
Okay, what else?
Is just a statement I'm saying.
Yes, I know you've been saying all
day. Oh, look at that. It's also trending.
Oh, look, 20,000 other tweets agree with me, huh, Miles? Maybe you should really think about
maybe
that.
Maybe you should take another look at the science. Do your own research.
We're like in day 5,000 of Big Ball Gate because of the Nicki Minaj tweet. And I think now it's just more, this has now turned into a culture war thing. And now you see a lot of those avatars wearing the wraparound shades and the selfie inside of a pickup truck suddenly are now Barbies.
Now Barbs.
They're all now Barbs. It's a really interesting evolution for them. But yeah, I mean, it's just continuing. And it's just a lot of back and forth. It's like anything when something like this trends where it's half like people being sincere and then mostly the other people just like dunking on them. So,
right.
But it still continues to just sort of gain momentum and more people are like starting to be like, I stand with her because she's telling people to not be bullied.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know.
And this is Tucker Carlson's opportunity to not seem racist and other people.
He's really, and that's why he's really going for it. In his show, he keeps bringing up stuff like, this is a moment for left and right to realize the human dignity. And he thinks that he can use the strength of her profile to like try and like create more momentum to get more people who might be Nicki Minaj fans to come around to Tucker Carlson's side of the town.
Yeah. Fortunately, her fans, she doesn't have like very strong or like, you know, strongly willed fans. They're all pretty kind of laid back. So I'm sure they'll just let this one lie.
Yeah. It's super chill. I mean, there's like, there are rumors that people think like on Twitter, people are saying that there are like Nicki Minaj fans outside the CDC in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. No, her fans got a lot of energy, a lot of love for Nicki. So
yeah.
We'll see where this very silly story takes us, which possibly in a very dangerous direction. Newsmax is trending. When are they not? You know, these folks always coming up with a new way to bring the news to the max, baby. They cut off a veteran who actually like knows what's happening in Afghanistan because he knows what's happening in Afghanistan, and that kind of contradicts their whole thing of
this moment is very, very on the nose for Newsmax because they're like, we're so against the truth in this rabid way that if you start saying like a collection of words that make sense, we're just going to shut you down. And that's exactly what happened when Grant Stinchfield really went off on this veteran for merely stating things he's observed as someone who served in the military.
And so I've got Americans there that are stuck. To me, that's a hostage situation. But, Joe, I appreciate you working to get them out. I really do. Yeah. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
With due respect, with due respect, Grant, I mean, like, veterans, you know, being one, right, and our friends are over there. We followed this closely for multiple administrations. And we know the Trump's administration's efforts here were fairly weak. That they were trying to limit the number of people that would get out, and so there was coordination problems.
Joe, I'm going to cut you. I'm already weak. I'm already low on time, Joe. Joe, cut him off, please. Cut him off now. You're not going to blame this on President Trump on my show. That's not happening. Now I appreciate the work that you're doing. God bless you for being a veteran. God bless you for trying to get Americans out. But don't come on this program and take the talking points of the left and blame President Trump. That's not helping anybody.
Okay.
Man.
So.
So.
Slam dunk.
The veteran was just saying that it's been a problem for a while.
Multiple administrations.
Nope.
And
it went away
Trump...
when Trump was in office. Nope.
No, not then. It was the greatest time ever.
Cut him off.
It
was kind of revealing how quickly he went from. I get it.
Shut him down. Get him out. Talk about my dad on this show. He's a cop.
All right. Fuck. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. And we're back. And Tom Hanks is trending because he has a new movie poster that he that has debuted. It's called Finch, great Tom Hanks character name, and it appears to be an Apple original wherein he is trying to like protect his dog. It's the apocalypse. There's a big robot behind him, and you know, there's a long standing rule in movies that dogs are the thing you don't fuck with,
right?
Like, can have somebody be killed, but not the dog. Like, the dog has to run out after the entire city of Houston is annihilated by the aliens in Independence Day, and like prove that it's okay. The dog made it.
A lot of outrage in I Am Legend. You know,
yeah, exactly. Too much. That's why that movie,
I had a friend walk out.
Wow.
Mid viewing. When that scene happened, and I was like, really?
Like, and it's why John Wick makes sense as a movie, is because it
everyone kind of
uses
he
kills hundreds of people.
Well, shoot them all in their heads multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool, like we figured it out, baby.
Damn.
But yeah, this is interesting, the way Amblin talks about it, you know, Steven Spielberg's production company, said Tom Hanks is Finch, the head of an unlikely family on a journey to rediscover the joy and wonder of what it means to be alive. And so I guess his family is robot and dog. I can see, you know, how what I can tell what the message is going to be, but it feels a little grim right now. People are already kind of feeling like it's the apocalypse, but sure, I guess Tom right. Hanks can make me feel warm about it.
Yeah. What a voice on that guy, you know?
Yeah.
I
wonder if Chet, is he the voice of the Jamaican robot? Bomba Clot Finch.
Wow,
just like, oh no. He's like, sorry, nepotism, y'all. I had to do something for my kid.
there are times when I'm reading books to my kids where I'm like, God, I wish Tom Hanks was reading this instead. He would really nail this.
He's got one of those voices that like exists between like not too bassy, but has enough like high tones to it that it feels like whimsical too.
So much feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we've got a new development in the Jeopardy saga. So Ken Jennings, who was basically like Trebek's chosen like successor to the point that he left the cufflinks that he wore on camera for every episode to Ken Jennings, like clearly being like, I want Ken Jennings to replace me.
Didn't say it.
Right.
I'm sure there's like the logic there. It's like, but he gave him he didn't give you the cufflinks.
Right.
He probably would have. He knew me more.
If he knew me.
If he knew who I was.
Anyways, now that the Mike Richards, I think his name, has been replaced, they are going to give Ken Jennings the old one-year try. So we'll see. I'm excited. You know, he seems like he knows all the answers. So that's...
I know. What if he starts really taking on a new like direction as host? He's like, all right, and this question, blah, blah, blah. Someone answers like, fucking idiot. Are you serious? No, dude. It's what is Hannibal? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Anyone else want to fucking embarrass themselves? And you're like, yeah. Ken, what are you doing? He's like, I'm the best at this shit. Remember that.
I'm the best. Yeah, he's really insecure about it. I mean, that is how like a lot of great like athletes are, that like they just can't get over, I guess, because they lose their gifts with time. So then they like automatically get insecure as they get older. But
so this is still like, it's like having 98 or 97 Michael Jordan, like constantly still just calling games, but in that same shape. I can only imagine.
Who is I am that professional bowler?
Who do you think you are? I am. What? I'm sorry.
People need to look that.
I don't think we should have Ken do kids Jeopardy again. He said "fuck them kids" really loud, and everyone in the audience heard.
Who do you think you are? I am. That is one of the great just brains firing on no cylinders,
just because of pure just, masculine adrenaline.
Yeah. And finally, CNN, at one point during their broadcast of the California election results, accidentally had the total vote for the recall race in the yes column, giving an extra 350,000 votes to the yeses because they had just put all votes in the yes column.
Right.
And of course, this is the sort of just natural error typo that is bound to happen, that is going to be seized on by the right to prove, probably like in a loose change style video, that the Democrats cheated the election.
Right. But it's like, but if you're watching any other network, you wouldn't have seen that.
Right.
Like, but anyway.
Well, but CNN's in on it, dude.
That's what right.
Come on, man.
Oh, my heart goes out to people watching that.
Yeah. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God,
We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.